Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today. How may I help you?
Good morning, Asia. I have a problem. I don't know if she, who I was speaking to, by the way, she was wonderful. She was, I mean, this is a horrible situation and she was very pleasant. So kudos to her. But we were charged $56.95 and then $7.95 for some a router extender or something. And then on top of that, we were charged for the service of a discount service. My wife did not sign up for a discount service. She got an email saying click on this button to start. She never did any of that. I don't want to pay for it. I don't want the free router. I don't want any of that. And I don't want, I mean, the young lady that helped me before was, I can give you a 50% rebate. I don't want it. I want it all taken off my bill. We don't want it. We didn't sign up for it. Can you help me, please?
May I please have the first and last name on the account?
Her name is Christine Ledger.
Okay, and for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
Yes, it's 9726 East Old State Road 56. Scottsburg, Indiana, 47170.
Thank you for that. I do see where our Wi-Fi booster was purchased.
Yes.
She doesn't recall purchasing a Wi-Fi booster on the 16th of February.
She thought it was a free gift for something, and so she was just paying the shipping and handling. Or that's what she told me. She gets confused.
Okay, so once she purchased the item on the 16th of February, in those terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase, it does state all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call to get it canceled out, then all of our customers are charged at $56.95 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store, and that is each month until you call in to get it canceled.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I do see where the last Asia offered you that 50% refund, being that we did not receive a call to get it canceled out within those 48 hours.
So all I'm going to get is 50% refund and call it a day. Y'all are still going to get half of that. You're going to get 20-some dollars of money that...
You should have received that gift card via email. And that refund would be $28.47.
Okay, I don't want to have a discount card. I don't want to have anything to do with it. My wife has some memory issues, and so I will say yes, she did. I mean, I know she bought the booster, not knowing that she was going to be getting herself into something else. I'll give her that. She made a mistake. If all you're going to give me is 20-some dollars back, that's fine. But I don't want any more of this. I don't want anything to do with having a discount online, nothing. I don't want a card. I don't want to be a part of a club. I don't – none of that. We need to cancel me completely or her.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get the account canceled out for you today and also issue you that refund of $28.47. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well. Did the last agent provide you with your cancellation number?
Yes, she did.
All right. So that cancellation number will be proof that you called in and got your account canceled out as well. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Okay. What about the $7.95? We never received the booster. So are you going to refund that as well?
That $7.95 is for the shipping and handling of that product. Let me see where that product is. Give me just a moment. Give me just a moment while I see if I can get that tracking number. One moment.
Yep. And that it went into spam. Well, basically what happened is they made it look like all you were doing was getting a free booster and you were just paying $7.95 for shipping and handling, which you did, supposedly. You gave them our credit card, paid for the shipping and handling. But under the terms and conditions, which you did not read, which nobody ever does, it says you agreed to this. That's where they got you. So you didn't read that. None of us reads the terms and conditions.
Bam.
It doesn't matter where it comes to. What I'm saying is they get you because nobody ever reads terms and conditions. You just go, okay, yeah, sure. That's why we, neither one of us can do any of this anymore. Don't. We're neither one of us, and I'm talking to me too. Signing up for anything free, nothing is free. Babe?
I forgot.
Nothing is as good as it seems. And she's not budging, so she could care less.
She sleeps at night.
I'm not going to. And you are not going to stand here and help me have this conversation. Please and thank you. Here, do one more thing. Take this cancellation number and write it on the board.
One moment, I'm just reaching out to my supervisor to see if we're able to provide you with that refund.
Thank you very much.
One moment.
Thank you. Yeah, because they're not finding a tracking number. Because that's what the other gal said. I'm not finding a tracking number. So, yes, you are correct. It wasn't delivered. Well, yeah, I know I'm correct. It wasn't delivered. Thank you. Could have been me just as easy as you.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and issue you that refund for $7.95. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive that refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Nope, that's all. That's, you did as much as you could do. There's, I know you're not going to bend anymore, so I appreciate it, and just take us off the list. Thank you.
All right, well, I do want to say thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Thank you.